Welcome to the final episode of Self-Interrogation Podcast. It's your host, Uncle Coop, your favorite uncle's favorite uncle. And yes, I am a real uncle. And you heard that correctly. This is the last episode of the Self-Interrogation Podcast. We are recording live right now, but won't be live when you hear it, from the parking lot of my job. Ironically, this is where the first episode of the podcast was recorded, in June of 2018. And that is where the recording of, I believe the episode was called Dating Multiple People. Not me, but other people, and how they should date multiple people. Anyways, ironically, I started the podcast for a couple of reasons back in 2018. One, I was stressed out. I needed to get things out of my system during lunch breaks while I was at work because I hated my job. And I also was at a time where my son was wanting to do YouTube videos and was hesitant. And I was like, look, you just got to do things that you don't want to do. Just do it. Get started. Because what you'll find is it's not hard to do once you start doing it. And, you know, don't let the excuses as to why you haven't started continue to be the reason you don't start. So to lead by example, I started the podcast. I even recorded some YouTube videos at the time just to show, look, you can do this and have fun with it. Don't make it too serious. Just do what you want to do. Well, it turned into me doing it for 5 years. Now, along the way, I became more like him and less like myself when it came to doing the work around recording the podcast. It went from, I'd say, bi-weekly to monthly to quarterly to once in a blue moon. And I would still record, but I wouldn't always upload, or I would find reasons to not even record, but I would write out an episode. And it just got to the point where it was feeling like I want to do more, I want to do better, but because I didn't know how, or, you know, I kept putting these own obstacles in my way, I didn't. And then it came a point where I said, I want to transition to doing the podcast also on YouTube. So I made a whole plan to do it. But I kept finding reasons to not do it. Well, the one thing I can't stand is excuses. And I kept giving myself excuses. So ultimately, I decided, you know what? If I keep using the excuse of, you know, these obstacles with the podcast, I'm never going to transition to doing what I want to do or try to do on YouTube. And therefore, I'm ending the Self-Interrogation Podcast. It will stay available. It will be on all the platforms. I'm going to take all of the monetization off. So there'll be no third-party ads. Any ads that you're in there, or you'll hear beyond that, will either be fake or something that they've thrown on there that I didn't know about. But all of the content will stay there. So you can still go listen to it if you've listened to it before. Maybe there's some episodes you planned on getting to but haven't. Or, you know, maybe you're one of those people in the future who stumbles on what I'll be doing on YouTube and wants to go and hear what I used to do on the podcast. So, with that being said, I am going to start the YouTube channel. I've got it built out. I've got everything ready to go. All I got to do is hit record and hit upload. I've not decided if I'm going to make this final episode of the Self-Interrogation Podcast the first episode of the YouTube channel, because I am recording this not only through the recorder for the podcast on my phone, but also on my other device, the video. We might get a 2-for-1 out of it. I don't know. What you're going to get if you are seeing this on YouTube, or if you come see the new YouTube channel in the future is interviews, hopefully more in person or face-to-face on video, and not just me. More detailed content, more conversations of, I don't know, like controversy, thinking on a deeper level, other people's opinions and not just me rambling to get things out of my system. But I feel like I've limited my audience because as much as people talk down about YouTube, the audience is much greater. A great day on the podcast is nothing compared to a bad day on YouTube. So thank you for everyone who ever listened. Appreciate everyone who ever joined on an interview or an episode and contributed. Even if you just gave ideas, I appreciate that. And hopefully those same people can join me on the YouTube channel. So the YouTube is going to be called Guac with Clifton. Yes, that's Guac. G-U-A-C. Like guacamole, but Guac with Clifton. Why Clifton? Because that's my name. That's the name my mother gave me, and it's a beautiful name, so why neglect it any further? Uncle Coop, it had its run, but there's too many uncles out there. There's too many Coops out there. And though I am a real uncle, I am tired of hearing people say Coop or Uncle Coop, knowing that there's so many other Coops out there. There's not a lot of Cliftons. I don't hear too many of those. So going forward, if you want to watch my videos or hear me talk about whatever, come see me on YouTube at Guac with Clifton. And that's how you search for it. Because, you know, until once you get started on YouTube, you're not going to get found. It's going to be probably a few years before there's even a decent amount of views on any video. And they love to bury your stuff until you have proven that you're consistent and that you are generating some form of audience. So if you search for it right now, you won't even find Guac with Clifton unless you put at that at symbol for, you know, social media stuff, at Guac with Clifton. So if you want to follow it, share it, subscribe, whatever all that stuff is, do that. And that's where you'll find me in the future. And I would say who my first couple special guests are going to be, but I don't know if they're going to be open to being on video. Some people are just like not with it. So I don't want to make any announcements or promises that I can't keep. But I'll do my best to keep it interesting. And yeah, come have fun over there. Thanks for listening. Once again, for the last time, it's your favorite uncle's favorite uncle, Uncle Coop. And yes, I am a real uncle. Signing off. Thanks for everything. Catch you on YouTube.